you have, again, there were two stadim lahakel, or two, sorry, stadim, two explanations as to the basis for the reason why we are machmir for safek d'oraisus and zgalgalio safek d'rabbanan. Number one is we first consider the primary question and then consider the secondary question. Number two, kamdina. So let's say you had a situation where at the time that the food was cooked, I knew whether it was kosher or not, and only now I have a suffix as to what was done or not. So in this case, if you hold of the kamdina svara, then it's going to be mutter. But if you hold of the first svara, so then it's still going to be aser because the root question is still a deraisa question. Right, so until now, the nafkaminas we said thus far are nafkaminas that kamdina would be a kula and the root question svara would be a chumra. Right, so what about the other way? You have a nafkamina the other direction in the following situation. Let's say there is a doubt as to whether meat or vegetables were cooked on this pot. Meaning to say, it's not a shayla kosher treif, but parev or milchex, or fleishex in this case. Now, why is this different? So again, let's imagine 24 hours passed. So here, if you hold of number two, if you hold of kamdina, we would be machmir. Why? Since we originally, when we asked the question, right after this was cooked, we had to be machmir and say, yeah, you can't use it for milchex, because maybe fleishix was cooked here. So memela, even though now it's 25 hours later, we still have to continue to be machmir and say, yeah, you have to treat this as a fleishix pot misafik. Right? Whereas, if you hold of the other svara, then there's room for leniency. Why? So here Rabbi Akiva Eger says a very important idea in terms of paskening. His lashon is, delo shayach ladun al ablia, sharei adayin hu heter. The dunin rak b'im yisarev hablia b'chalav. In other words, a halachic question is always a question of is something mutter or usser. So now, the blia is mutter. I don't know if the blias are fleishix or parev, but I know for sure that they are mutter. So elamai, what's my shaila? What's my root question? My root question is, can I use this pot for milchix or not? Now, that root question, now the whole suffix was 25 hours ago, is a derabanan shayla. So memela, I could be matir. Whereas, if you hold of kamdina, so I have to be machmir, because when I first asked the shayla, I had to treat it as suffix fleishik, so now I can't forget that. But, if you hold of the root shayla svar, so the root shayla svar, is a, the root shayla is a derabanan shayla, it's tremendously tief. Oh, so now he says, gevaldik. So in our case, manushach, it's mutter. Why? Because again, Mozar Shaila, 30 years ago, it was used for milchix or fleishix or who knows what, right, or parv. Only kosher, though. So now, the first time I'm asking the Shaila, right, is it a derabanan or deraisa Shaila? Derabanan. So the Kamdina opinion says you could be mekel, right? What's our root question? Our root question is also a derabanan question, right? Much my root question. Can I use this for fleishix? So it's also mutter. So he says, gevaldik, manashach, it's mutter. According to both svaros of the maritats, I could be mekel. Ah, but then he raises a different problem. He says, one second. There's only one problem. And that is that it's a tarti desasri. What do I mean to say? Because, so I could use it for milchix? Yes. Could use it for fleishix? Yes. But tati desasri, that well, no one of those is wrong. I mean, if possible, this was a parv set of dishes, so fine. Then maybe you could be mekel, but that's not true, right? We know it wasn't a parv set of dishes. There's no dishes that are parv, right? Either this is milchix or fleishix. So now, if my horah is, it's mutter for both, when I know that for sure is wrong, so then he says maybe it'd have to be machmir. So therefore, in the end, he backs down. He says, you can't pass into tati desasri. He says, because of these various sniffim lahakel, we will be mekel for hagalas gimel pamim. Well, another time we can talk about it, but there are some opinions that allow for hagalas gimel pamim for klicheres, and therefore he says here. Yes, exactly. And therefore, Therefore, he's leaning for that. But Primogadim points out there's another shtickle hitch, which is he's saying that there's no possibility of a deraisa shaila at all at this point. But it's not true, because we know that davar charif is mechayale tam pagom l'shvach. So theoretically, let's say you were to put davar charif on these plates, so then it could actually be a deraisa shaila. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger considered that possibility earlier in the tshuva, so the Prima Gadim's unsure why he's not concerned about it at the end. But anyway, so another time we talk about what the other poskim say. There might be some other kulas here, the Chacham Tzvi, 12 months, other things, but that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's analysis based off an understanding of Safek Deraisa and Gal Galios, Safek Derabbanan. Okay, next Shaila, Safek Sveka Kla Chaf, Safek Derabbanan Keneged Chazaka. So this is dependent on Gemara in Erevin, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, Lamed Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara over there, the Mishnah says that Nisgalgal Chutzotchum Nafal Alav Gal Nisraf Truma V'Nitmeis. So the halacha is that your Erev, this is talking about Erev Tchumen, has to be valid and edible at the onset of Shabbos, because at the beginning of Shabbos, that's when you're Kona Shvisa. And therefore, if a bear ate your Erev after Shabbos started, you're okay. If the bear ate the Erev before Shabbos started, then you don't have an Erev. So what about if it's a Safek? So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, Hareza Chamer Gamel, you're stuck. In other words, were choshesh that the Erev was valid, so you can't, let's say the Erev was laid to the west of the city, you can't go to the east of the city at all, zero amos. And we're choshesh it's invalid, in which case you can't go to the east of the city more than 2,000 amos. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Safek Erev, Kasher. I'm Rabbi Yossi, fine. So Rabbi Yossi says Safek Erev is kasher. So the Gemara says there's a stira in Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says by the case of Tamei Sheyad Litval, Safek Taval, Safek Lotaval, Filo Taval, Safek Rabbi Yossi, Safek Lotav Rabbi Yossi, Yishchen Chen Shnei Mekvos, Achas Yesh Bar Rabbi Yossi, Achas Shein Bar Rabbi Yossi, Vital Vach Mehen Vini Odeh Bez Mehen Taval, Safek Otame, Bamed Vamur Mehtum Mechamura, Aval Tumer Kala Kigon, Achal Ochlan Tamein, Machal Nuzha. So then the halacha is Safek Taval, Safek Lotaval, Vafilo Taval, Safek Rabbi Yossi, Safek Rabbi Yossi, Chen Shnei Mekvos, Da-da-da, Sveiko Tahor, Rabbi Yossi Metame. So here, Rabbi Yossi is Metame by Safik Tvila, even by Tumakala, and yet he is Mekil by Erev. So how do you resolve this? It's a Stira and Rabbi Yossi. And in both cases, we're dealing with an Isser Dirabanan, Safik and an Isser Dirabanan, B'makom Chazaka, Cheskas Tumah, Cheskas Isser. So there's three answers in the Gemara. Rav Huna Bar Chinina says Shani Tuma Hoil V'yesh La Ikar Min HaTaira, and Tchumin Ar Derabanan. So even though we're talking about Tuma Kala the Devarim, still Tuma V'yesh La Ikar Min HaTaira. So according to this, it would come out Rav Yossi is Machmir by a Safik Derabanan She'yesh La Ikar Min HaTaira, and he's Mekel by Safik Derabanan She'ein La Ikar Min HaTaira. Keep that in mind, because we'll see there's some poskim like there's a Shalom actually paskin like this answer. The second answer, Ibaisema, Hadidei, Hadirabe. In other words, he was Mitame by Safek Tila, and the Mishnah in Erevin that was Matir is Rabe. According to this, Rabbi Yossi is Machmir by every Safek Drabban and Bimakum Chazaka. Third answer, Rava Amar, Hazem Tain Tam Rabbi Yossi, Hemet Tame El Cheskaso, Adiraba Hemet Mikva El Cheskaso, Mikva Shalom Nimdad. So now, according to this, Rabbi Yossi comes out that he's machmir by tefila. Why? Because there's a cheskas tumah. But by erev, he's mekel. Why? Safek derabanan lakula. Maybe there should be a chazaka here as well. So Rashi explains that the two chazakos cancel each other out. Right? There are two chazakos. Hemet adam al cheskas tchum beso, ve'emar lo irev, and hemet truma al cheskasa ve'irev. And therefore, it's kilu, there's no chazakos, because the two chazakos cancel each other out. So according to Rava's answer, then, when there's no chazaka, or they're opposite chazakos, so then we say safek derabanan lakula. But when there is a chazaka, then we don't say safek derabanan lakula b'makom chazaka. Great. So the question is, how do we paskin, right? So, this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, and Lamaisa between the Shach and the Pri Chadash. The Shach Klalis Sveka Oschaf says Safik Drabban Necha Hazaka or Machmir. Why do we accept the answer of Rava? What did Rava say? Rava said we're Machmir. And any time there's a Chazaka Lassor, the Pri Chadash says we're Mekel. Why? Because the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, because we follow the Rambam and Hilchos Mikvaos Perek Yud Halacha Vav. That passing's like Remeir Chazaka works in a Safik Derabanan. Just only in a Safik Sheikaru Medivrehem, right? But anytime it's a Safik Sheikaru Medivrehem, we're Mekel. Okay. So we have here a machlokus. We showed him the Shach is Meirech because he really thinks the answer is like the third answer, but the problem is the Rashba quotes the first answer as well, the difference between De'oraisa or Ikar Min HaTorah and not, and the Shach says, well, maybe the Rashba only said that to respond to the questioner, as you see from a different Rashba. Bottom line, Lemaisa, the Shach is Machmir, and the Pri Chadash based off of the Rambam is Mekel. Now, this question comes up all the time. Give you one example, which we'll see in a moment is debatable, but one example. Let's say a woman goes to the mikvah. She comes back from the mikvah and she sees a chatzitza. But it's not a chatzitza that would invalidate the tefillah on a deraisa level. It's a chatzitza that would invalidate the tefillah on the rabban level. After all, deraisa chatzitzas are pretty hard to come up with, right? Rubo umakbid. Okay, you're probably not going to miss that. But let's say you have miyud umakbid. So that says that it's invalid. Now over there she has a chazaka lesser. So do we say that safek, according to the Shach, right, what's the halacha? She has to go to the mikvah again. According to Bichadash, chorah she doesn't. Unless you say that's tamei d'oraisa, even if it's a chatzitza d'rabbanan, but pashup shad is going to Bichadash, she's okay. According to the Shach, she's not okay, right? Also the Taz is machmir. L'chora, we're generally speaking machmir on this shayla, but we'll see in a moment. Not so clear. Not so clear. I'll give you another place where you see the this post can discuss this. The Shach and the Taz talk about a shayla of a woman who cooks meat, and then she remembers, did I salt that, or did I not salt that? So the Taz says it's mutter. He says, one second, there's a cheskas iser, right? Chazaka wasn't salted. He says, no, rove women, you know, most of the time you salt the meat. Right? In the olden days when you actually had to salt your own meat. So, like, you don't forget to salt the meat. Most of the time, women salt the meat. So, he's matir. But you see, otherwise, he would be machmir because of the chezkas iser. And the Shach over there in the Kutsa Kasef, this is Yerodea Simon Samach Tassif Yud, says, or the Shach is Sivkan Yud, the Taz is Sivkan Yud, the Shach is in the Kutsa Kasef. The Shach says, no, there's no rov. It's a little strange. What do you mean there's no rov? Of course there's a rov. So, the Bina Sadim explains it, rov al yidei maisa. Remember that from the Shash Maitza? That it's a behavioral rov, it's not a geshmaka rov. It's not it's not rooted in Teva.
So we focus probably on other places as well?
Yeah, sure. Yep. Yep. There are other places. By the knife, right? How far you go, how far you dip in. Anyway, so that's the machlokas. But you see that both the Shach and the Taz fundamentally would be machmir, alts what? Alts safek. Well, why is it derabanan, by the way? Because Dam Shabishlo is only Yasa derabanan, right? So it's a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. But both the Shach and the Taz both agree that we're machmir in a safek derabanan b'makoyim chazaka. Okay, fine. Now, what about if you have an issue derabanan she'en lakam natayra, like bishalakam? So here, the Prima Gadim is machmir as based off of the Shach, but the Taras HaShlamim, Os Lamed Vav, says it's mutter, because he thought that we follow the other answer of the Gemara in Erevin, though he leaves it a little bit with the Tzarchian, right? We just had that Shaila a couple days ago. What about the following Shaila, that barbecue Shaila? So let's say you had a guy put the meat on the grill, right? And Jew wakes up and he says, oh my gosh, there's a problem with Bishal Akam. And he quickly goes and he turns it off and turns it on, or he flips the steak or whatever it is, right? But, and so, if it's already reached Machal Ben Drusai, so if you hold it the Svaradim, Chosh the Rashi, you're in trouble, fine. But Ashkenazim or Mekel, even Acher Machal Ben Drusai, but you're Mesupik if it's a Mevushal Kol Tzarko or not. You don't know when you flipped it, right? Is it Mevushal Kol Tzarko or not? Or if you follow the Poskim, and Lemaisa, I think we're Mekel on this, at least B'Shas Chach, that Ashkenazim can Mekel until it's Mitzdamek Viralo, even if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko Mitzdamek Viralo. So is it reached the level of Mitzdamek Viralo, or is it still Mitzdamek Viralo? We don't know! We don't know, right? So here we have an example of an Isser Derabanan, Shein Lo Kmanat Taira, B'Machum Chazaka. Why is it Chazaka? I thought it was a Cheskas Isser, because once it reaches Machum Adusai, it's Usser. So until you save it. Not so clear, maybe it's still
why
undetermined.
Is that called a Cheskas Isser?
Because it was Isser, in a sense, since it's edible, and Bishul Akam and Machum Adusai,
yeah.
So I thought it Pashtus, it should be Cheskas Isser at that point going forward. Until it's saved. Fundamentally, it's Asir. No, what Tzvi is saying.
That's not a Chazaka.
I think it is a Chazaka. What Tzvi is saying is like this.
Well, you have waited much, but right now it's Chazaka.
That's what I'm arguing. In other words, once it's Machal Ben Dursai, if a Jew flips it, so then he's Matir, but otherwise it's Asir. Right? What you're saying is, no, maybe we could come up with a different way of looking at it. That really, it's until I decide done. The Isser doesn't set in, and that's why it could be saved still. In other words, even Ashkenazim or Machmir, if you decided you're done, you took it off the fire, whatever, and then you say, oh, it was cooked by a guy, I'm going to put it back on, even if it's on the first called charcoal, you still have to be Machmir in that case, Pashtos, right? In other words, so that's what Tzvi's claiming. So Tzvi's claiming the pshat in the kul in this case is that the Isser doesn't really set in at Machal Ben Dursai. So you can make that case. It's an interesting question. Anyway, so that's the halacha. So again, to summarize, what's the halacha by Safi Drabban among Chasas Isser? Shachan Atazer Machmir, Pri Chadish is Mekel, and Tosa Shlomim says maybe you could be Mekel if Zain Lurkim Natayra as well. Now, how do we paskin? So if you look at the classical Svarim, it sounds like most poskim are Machmir. However, if you look at Rav Avadia, he has about 14 Shuhos on this. Each one longer than the other one. But he thinks we are Mekel. And one of the riyas he brings is an interesting gemara that the earlier poskim don't seem to discuss in this context, though some of the later poskim do bring it in. It's the gemara Nida Daf Samach Aleph on the base. Amar Amar Lazim Shemitar Arzotra Hai Man De Rami Chuta De Kisna Be Galima De Imra De Natke. So a person was wove a linen thread into a wool cloak, and then he pulled it out. V'lo yada inatik lo natik. He's not sure if he pulled the whole thing out or not. So shapir dami, it's mutter. My time. Im deraisa shat nes ksiv ad shiyehe yeshua tavi v'nuz. The way Rashi reads that is since it wasn't combed together and it wasn't smoothed together, it wasn't spun together. So therefore, it's not a shaila of shat nes midaraisa. And therefore, it's a suffix to Rabbanon, and we're Mekel. Aye, one second. Here, there's a full-fledged Cheskas Isser, right? It was Vade Aser. The question is, did I remove it? And yet, still the Gemara says we're Matir. Why? Suffix to Rabbanon Lakula. And the Rashba over there in the Chidushim asked that question. Umistabra deklalahu, l'chol Yisura de Rabbanon, sha'af al pi shehochza kan Isser v'silko, v'en yodem avad kulo im lav, sveko l'kulo mutter. We seem like a Mefurish Gemara, and the Ritva says the same thing over there, Rashba the Ritva, and also one opinion, the G'dayli Ador in the Iri, they all say, you see from this Gemara, suffix de Rabbanon l'hakul mankul cheskas Isser. Wow. So that changes everything. So is there any way to be Deicha the Raya from there? Take a look at the Ran over there. The Ran sounds like maybe we're Mekel over there because Mistama, you got it out. The Lashon over there, the Ran, Nida Samchal from the base and the Chidush Ran. Umash Madu Adin Lol Yisurin de Rabbanan. Sha'af al pi shehochzak iser. Kol shesilko. Afilu lo nizbara lo im silko. Kulo im lav mutter. Umiu mistabra de dafka dumya de chut. In other words, usually when you pull a string out, it's going to all come out in one piece. Maybe there's a chance it ripped. No, you don't have to be choshish for that. But if it's a true full-fledged suffix, maybe the Ran would be machmir. He's only mekel because there's raglayim ledavar. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector and Bar Yitzchak Chelek Yerodea Simon Lamed Aleph Anaf Hey wants to be doch the Rai for a different reason. He says that's not a raya, even though ikba yisura, because shani hasam de dami l'mashkasa b'yardeya simen kuf yud siv zayin davashenu batal v'nafal achad mehem liyam talinan de yisura nafal. It tries to be medamet to siv zayin in our simen. Not so pashut. So there are different explanations, but Rav Avadia says, you see from this Gemara the Pri Chadash is right. If you look at the Rishonim, and he quotes a whole slew of Achronim who agree with this, like Hagon Rabbi Rafal Birdugo, Sefer Taras Emes, and Rav Bitzal Ranschberg in his Shuvos, and the Divrei Chaim, the Sanza Rebbe, and others. Also, he claims it's the Ksav Sefer, and he thinks, therefore, Halacha L'maaseh, we are Makel, like the Pri Chadash, on a Safek Dirabanan B'Makom Cheskas Iser. So, very important question. Okay, next. What's the halacha in a taroi v'schad b'chad? So this is shach sifkatan sfeik sfeika klal chaf aleph and then chaf dalet and chaf hey. So if you recall, we saw at the beginning the Rashban Tarzabayas asks in the Gran Zvachim when it talks about sfeik sfeika taroi v'es, so all the examples, the first taroi v'es is a rov. Why don't you say the first taroi v'es is mechtzal mechtza? So the shach answers, dechol denafal kan iser bevadei v'leka rov heter. Harayanu roin kol echad ve'echad me'elu kigufo shel iser sheharei hu aser dvar toira v'hilkach ein hochem b'chol safek sveika b'zel hakel. So the shach, as you saw, goes ahead and sort of, we have a similar thing in Yisr v'hatter, and he sort of draws two conclusions from this, which he thinks both of which are correct. Number one is that this is kigufo shel iser, and two is we treat it as a cheskas iser. So what does that mean? What are the applications? So number one, the Shach says, if you have a tarov eschad b'chad, whether it's an Isid Reisa or it's an Isid Rabbanan, it's nechshav kigufo shel iser and it's aser. Okay? So tarov eschad b'chad is chaf hei, and in an Isid Reisa, and chad b'chad is an iser, in an Isid Rabbanan is klal chaf dalet. Now, by the way, the Prima Gaon points out that even though it's kegufa shel iser and cheskas iser and the like, let's say if it's an iser derabanan, that's not davar chashav, and another one were to fall in, or if the two of them would fall in something else, then we would be metel kill. That's straightforward rov. You don't say like, oh, the two of them, even according to the shach, the two of them transformed into vadei iser such that if a third one was added shel heter, it's now omen bisur. That far we don't go. But the shach does say, and this is a very big chiddush, this is chaf aleph, that even an iser derabanan, if you have these two of them, right? One iser, one heter, and then one of them goes away. It's nafal liyama gadol. We're still machmir. Now this is a bigger chiddush. I understand 1-1. You have to be machmir. Why is it they have to be machmir 1-1 for an iser drabban? Why don't we say saf drabban lakula? So the pashup shot is because my chazus. In other words, how could you pick? Which one are you going to pick to be matir? So you're going to pick both of them to be matir? Well, we know that's wrong. We know one of them is aser. So we have no choice but to be machmir. Now, if you say that, so then it would follow that if there's a reason to favor one over the other, so then we could be mekel. So in this case, we're nafal achad mehem liyam. So chazis v'chazis. I'll say that the iser one fell away and the heter one is the one that remains. And I could paskin basically lakula safek d'rabban and mahakel. So that is what the... That is what the Pri Chadash and the Tras Hashlamim, Os Lam Luches, and Os Mem Aleph say. That since the whole reason why we're Machmir is because of my Chazis, so therefore they disagree with the Shach. If Nafalacha Mehem Liyam Agadol, you could be Makel on the other one. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says that's because it's a Cheskas Iser. Remember, like we said, the Shach says there's two parts. One is Kagufa Shel Iser, Nafgamina, if it's 1-1, we're Machmir. And two is it's Cheskas Iser, Nafgamina, if one of them falls Liyam Agadol, we're also Machmir. And the problem with the Shach is that it goes against the formulation of the Rashban. I also think the Taras Abaye, the Yisr v'Heter Arach. Because remember, the Rashban, when he said, why is this true? Why are we machmir? His lesson was, Kevan roin kol echad v'echad me'elu kegufo shel iser she'arei hu iser Torah, she'arei hu aser dvar Torah. In other words, because Veka Dereisa l'chomer Dereisa, so me'elu, we see kol echad kegufo shel iser. That's the reason. Implying what? If we're dealing with an iser derabanan, we don't say kol echad is kegufo shel iser. So it might still be true that you can't be mekel on both because of my chazis. But we're not going to say roin kol echad v'echad kilu gufo shel iser, right? So the lashon of the Rashba is very much against the shach. The shach apparently feels that since we have to paskin l'chomer on both of them because of my chazis, so that creates a cheskas iser. And since there's a cheskas iser, when one of them disappears, we can't just be matir the other one. Maybe it's like a two-step process. Rowan kol achad, since we can't be mekel on both, so rowan kol achad ve'achad kiguvo shel eser, memela we have to say cheskes eser. But it is against the simple reading, I think, of the Rashba and the Isra Hatter. Okay. Let's go on to Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel is more an Issa D'Rabbanon Chad Betray. That really relates to Simon Kuf Tes. We'll skip that. Okay. Chaf Zayin Talamid Beis is Sveik Sveika Keneged Cheskes Issar. So, again, this is a little confusing because it's similar to the discussion we had about Safed D'Rabbanon Machom Cheskes Issar, which we already had, but really, we'll see there are various differences. Okay, so what's Halacha by Sveik Sveika Keneged Cheskes Issar? So the Ramah quotes that Zaras Chatas is Machmir, and he says he's wrong because the Rashba's Mekel. And he paskins like the Rashba. The discussion of the Rashba is the Safek Drusa Shinis Arva. And the Rashba says we're Machmir because it's Safek Achab Beguf, Safek Achab Betarovis. But otherwise, it sounds like we would be Mekel, even though there's a Cheskas Isser Eva Minachai. And that's why the Ramah paskins in Sif Tes of Simen Kuf Yud that if you have a Ov Shinish Bargapo, and we don't know whether it happened before or after Shechita, the Imtim Tzlomer happened before Shechita, maybe it still didn't make it a Trefa, so therefore we're Mekel Sveik Sveika, even though there's a Cheskes Isser. So, what's the reason? Why are we Mekel for Sveik Sveika Keneged Cheskes Isser? So the Pri Chadash says, in Kali Sveik Sveika Ost HaZayin, because Sveik Sveika is like a Rov, based off of the Rashba, and Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Now, we'll see that's probably not the way the Shach and the Taz learn. Why? Because we're going to see in a moment that the Shach and the Taz both say that we are Machmir when the Chazaka directly addresses the question of the Sveik Sveika. Why is that? So the Prima Gadim says that's because Midrabanan we say Smochmir to the Chazaka. They fundamentally agree we should say Rubu Chazaka Rubu Adif. But Midrabanan we generally say, right, that's Gman Bukharos, Daf Chaf of a base, Smoch Miyata L'Chazaka. So here, there's a Cheskes Isser, Smoch Miyata, yes, Sveik Sveika is like a robe, but there's a Miyat, and that's why it's no good. But let's go back and try to understand this from the Bukharos. So, we saw the Rashba's Mekel. So, the Shach and the Taz, and really this, Veheter, all ask on this Kula from a Gman Chul and Daf Yodam at base. The Gemara over there says, let's say you shecht a bunch of animals, you shecht 10 animals, and then you see, oh my gosh, there's a begim and a knife. So what's the halacha? All the animals, if Yosef says, all the animals are considered nevela misafek. Why? Be'ema b'chayeha b'cheskas iser oimedes ad shiva delach b'meh nishchita. And that halacha is paskined by the Rashba. Now, there we have a sveik sveika. What's a sveik sveika? Maybe it was on the first animal, maybe it was on the 10th animal, or the second, or the third, or the fourth, or the fifth. Right, the Imtim Salam was on the first animal. Still, maybe the Pegima took place before the Shechita, or after the Shechita, Sveik Sveika, so why aren't we Mekel? So how could the Rashba say we're Mekel by Sveik Sveika B'makom Chazaka? So the Rashba himself asked this question in that Tshuva, in that difficult Tshuva, the one where he talks about Rov Taf Aleph, and it's not clear what he answers. And the Shach points out that it's very hard to know exactly, because the Lashon is Meshubush, and there's a Tau Sofer Shenafal Sham. But the Shach himself says that the Rashba is right, and we're Mako. And he says there's two reasons. Number one, that's not even a Sveik Sveika. Now, the... why not? So just before we get there, the Chalkos Ben Yamin, the Masas Ben Yamin, goes ahead, and he says, look, I have a million Rayos to be Machmir like this Vetter against the Rashba and the Ramah, and the Shach says all Rayos are lousy. And the one Raya he has is from here, and from this Gemara Chulin, and specifically from Tosus. Tosus says not only is it Sveik Sveika, it's a Sveik Sveik Sveika, right? Like we said, first of all, we don't know if it's the first animal or the tenth animal. Vimtim Slomer, it's the first animal, maybe before, maybe after, right? And even if it happened before the Shechita, maybe you didn't even use the whole knife. Maybe you only used the part of the knife where there's no Pegima. So, and yet, even though it's a Sveik Sveik Sveika, we're Machmir B'makom Cheskes Isser. So that's why we see the Rashba's wrong. That's what the Masas Ben Yamin says. So the Shach says, let's slow down. First of all, the regular Sveik Sveika, of maybe it was the first, maybe it was the tenth, right? V'im Tim Tzolomar, it was the first, maybe it was before the Shechita, after the Shechita, that's just one Suffolk. That's just one Suffolk. Why is it one Suffolk? Because we have one question. Was this knife a good knife or a bad knife, right? Well, otherwise you're going to make it into 10 sfeikos, maybe, right? There's a first animal, a second animal. There's a second animal, there's a second animal, a third animal, third animal, right? There's really only one question. What about the sfeika on the knife? He says, that's not a good sfeika, because we assume that you use the whole knife to shacht. That's the normal way. And he proves, he says, because if you were right, then that it is a sfeika, so then you should at least be matir on the first one. And there's even you, the Mas Ben Yamin. Why does he say you should? Because in a moment, the Shach holds that even if you're machmir in a sfeik sfeika b'makom chazaka, in a sfeik sfeika, then you'd be mekel. Why? So the Pashup Shad is, we'll expand on this in a moment, but the Pashup Shad is because, so the chazaka is machmir the first shayla, but it's no worse than a vada yisr. In a vada yisr, if you still have a sfeik sfeika, it's mutter. So if you have three sfeikos and one chazaka, the bottom line is it's going to be mutter. That's what the Shach says. So if you are right that over there it's a sfeika, so you should be matir the first animal. Yet even you are moda that the first animal is no good. It must be that this isn't really a sfeika. And if you look at Tosis, he says Tosis doesn't say it's a real sfeika. It's like a sfeika, Tosis says. So therefore, it's not really a sfeika. Why? Because the latter two sfeikos are shemechad, and the first sfeik isn't really a shaila. Okay, good. Then he says like this. He says, but even if you're going to say that we're machmir on the shaila, by b'makom sfeik sfeika b'makom chazaka, that's only going to be in a case like the Gemara in Chulin, where the chazaka contradicts the sfeik sfeika. What do I mean to say? Like the Gemara says, behema b'chayev b'cheskas is raimedes. So there's a machlekes, Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos, and other Rishonim, what exactly the Isser is, that, and are we machzik mishal Isser, is it Eivor Minachai, is it Cheskos Shein Zavuach? Let's just say it in a simple way. When an animal's alive, it's Aser. Among other things, it's Aser because there's an Isser Shein Zavuach. Right? It's not Shechted. And that's a Chazaka. So if you have a Shaila on the Shechita, there's a Chazaka that this was not Shechted properly. And therefore, even if you have a sfeik on the shechita, we're going to be machmir. We're machmir on a sfeik b'makom chazaka in the event that the chazaka is machriya the question. In the event that the chazaka relates to the question. Meaning to say, the shail is about a shechita, and I have a chazaka, the shechita was bad. But if I just have a generic cheskas iser that doesn't relate to the sfeik, that doesn't relate to the question at hand, then we're mekel. And that's what the Ramah means according to the Shach and Taz. What is the Ramah talking about? The Ramah is talking about a shayla in trefos. So the chazaka that it had, the cheskas iser b'chayeha, is definitely not shaykh anymore. Right? Because it's been shechted. It's definitely not even a chay. Right? There's a question about trefos. So over here you have a cheskas iser, b'makom sfeika, but the cheskas iser doesn't relate to the question of the sfeika. So then, where the sfeika is about one thing and the chazaka is about something else, that's when we are machmir. But when are we mekel? Sorry, that's when we're mekel. When are we machmir? When the chazaka relates directly to the sfeika. So that is the conclusion of the Shach and the Taz. So we have, bottom line, three opinions. Others disagree with the Shach. As I mentioned, the Pri Chadash says the Shach's wrong, Tas is wrong, because of the very simple idea that we say Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif, and the sfeika is a Rov. So the Shach and the Taz. What are our three opinions? We have the Mas Ben Yamin, Isvahatar, that are machmir across the board. We're never mekel sfeik among cheskas iser. We have the Pri Chadash, who says we're always mekel and sfeik among cheskas iser. Now we have the middle view, the Shach and the Taz, who say it depends. Does it relate to the question or does it not relate to the question? Now, this question comes up. One of the places, one of the points. Then we have the other Chiddush of the Shach. The Shach says that if you have three sfeikos, then we definitely ignore chazaka, even if the chazaka relates to the question. Why is that? So the simple understanding is we allow the chazaka to solve the first question, but we're still left with the sfeika. Now, it's not so obvious why that would be, because the chazaka continues to exist, and in fact, that's the view of the Taz. The Taz says even b'makom three sfeikos were makel, and then Akuzer Kasev disagrees.
Machmir.
What?
We're
machmir, yeah. Thank you. So, there's another explanation given in the footnotes in the Shav Shmaitza, who says, I don't remember who he's quoting, but he says, an interesting idea. He says, what's the reason why the Shach and the Taz don't say the Prima God, don't say like the Pri Chadash? So remember the Prima God said that even now, Rubu Chazaka Rubu Adif, but Midra Banan, we say Smoch Miyatol Chazaka. But Taisa says if you have a muted muta, we're not, don't say Smoch Miyatol Chazaka. We still follow Rauf, right? Only if it's a muta, but not a muted muta. So he says like this, if you have three Sveikos, then by that time it's a muted muta. Right? This isn't precise, but if you sort of look at a sveik as a rove, so with respect to rove possibilities, 75% good. Okay? So you have to be choshish for the miyut of 25%. But if you have three sveikos, so 7 out of 8, it's good. Right? There's only a 12.5 chance it's bad. That's already begetter muted muta. Now, it's obviously not percentages, but the point is that it's like a muted muta. There's already a double rove. And therefore, in that case, we're not choshish. That's the way he explains the Shach. Okay, so again, so bottom line, we have these three opinions. And then within the Shach Taz, we have a minor disagreement about three Sveikos. Okay, so one of the cases where you see the poskim talk about this a lot is Makom Iguna. Because what? Over there, you have some type of question whether the husband died, let's say. And there's a Sveika. Oftentimes you can come up with a sveik sveika, but the problem is it's a cheskas iser. And here, the chazaka definitely contradicts the sveik sveika. We have a sveik sveika, there's a cheskas ishus, there's a chazaka that they remain married, and there's a sveik sveika, whether he died or not. So, can you be mekel? So if you look, the kresi uplesi over here, says that even though the Shach and the Taz and others are machmir about the Shaila, it's not just the Shach and the Taz, Shach, Taz, the Minchas Kohen, the Tarsa Shlomim, the Nod Yehuda, but the Rabbanim Svardiyim were knowing to be Mekel and a Sveik Sveik of Imakom Iguna, despite the Chazaka. And he writes, Baruch Shebachar Bahem Uve Mishnasam. So, Baruch Hashem for the Svardim. The Pnei also quotes this tradition, though he doesn't follow it. And if you look at...
is it because he doesn't have MSR? Because he doesn't think it's
he thinks it's good. No, yeah, it's because he thinks the Shach and the Taz and the Melchus Kohen and Torah, everybody else disagrees. But anyway, I think there are poskim. Certainly Rav Adya. I was recently looking at his famous tshuva, one of the... I don't know the exact situation. It was some. I think it was a Israeli Air Force pilots that like got lost at sea, and as their plane went off and I don't know, disappeared, something like that. I don't remember. I don't think this was the one on the submarine that disappeared. But anyway, and he's Mako based off of a Sfik Sveika, Rabbanim Sfardiyim. So that's very important. Okay, good. Okay, the next Shaila is what about does in Kalis Vixeka, does the heter have to be matsui? This is Lamed Gimel, right? Does the heter have to be matsui? So Tosus and Ksubos Adap Tes says it does, because Tosus over there says that the Rashba also in that same Shuva Taf Aleph, why don't we have an additional suffix? Maybe she's a Mukas Eitz. And the Rashba quotes Tosfos, the Mukasik lo Shchiyach. And so the Rashba says, Tosfos says, that if something's lo Shchiyach, you can't be Mitzarifit to the Sveik Sveika. The Bach also writes that at the end of Simen Nun Gimel, and also the Pri Chadash, Sifkat and Zayin, agree to this rule. You see it also in Tosfos, Yivamos Lamed on the base. So, therefore, it sounds like you need two sveikos, both of them to be shakul, in order to say sveik sveika. There are cases that some of the poskim don't sound that way. For example, we know that we're makel for Stam kli sheinu ben yomo because of a sveik sveika, right? That's not so pashat. Is it true that, is it a safek ashakal that it's no sin tam lefgam? The Chachmas Adam notes that it's not. But again, it sounds like for most of the standards farm that they're machmir. Another example is the Taz in Simon Kuftzadi, Sifkat and Beis. He writes, he asks, why isn't every kesem a sveik sveika? Why? Safik mi alma, vimtim tzalomar tzmi mena, safik it's minat stadim. So he says, because rov dam is mina makor, and therefore it's not a sveik sveika. There are a bunch of other answers to the question, but that's the Taz's. And the Prima Gadim over here, and this is what the Shach sounds like as well, that also with respect to the principle Safik Drabban and Lakula, it's only if it's a Safik HaShakul. However, there are a bunch of Aonim that disagree. They say no. What do they disagree based off of? So one of the places where this is developed is the Sidrei Tara, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, Os Tezvav. And he says that we do actually say Sfaik Sveika about Dam HaNimtza BeProzdor, even though Rov Dam in a Makor. And even though Tosus and Ksubos Daf Tes says that there needs to be Safek Ashakul. The Shach's right in terms of his interpretation of Tosos, but he forgot about Tosos Nida Yud Chesem Ad Aleph, Dibor Masel Shalya, that says we do say Sfek Sveka B'chiyai Gavna. And why is the reason we say this? Because a small Chmiya Telo Chazaka. Meaning to say, as long as one of the Svekos is Shakul, so then I have a Safek Ashakul plus, and the Miyut puts it over the top to make it a total Rov. For example, we know, we talked about this before, right? Let's say you have a case of a woman who's pregnant, safek zachar, safek nekeva, v'im tim tzalomar zachar, maybe it's a nefel. And in fact, the rokeach paskins this. There's a shayla whether an eshes kohen shemeuberes can go to a beis hakfaros. So some want to be mekel because of tumablua. Some want to say nowadays you have to be machmir because of sonograms. But anyway, the rokeach, which is quoted by the Shach, in fact.
There's
a boy.
To
be mekel?
Yeah.
Oh, so the rokeach says, fake sveika. Maybe it's a boy, maybe it's a girl.
No, I'm saying with the sonogram.
Sonogram's
called Levar. So we'll talk about Eshel Levar Tzachamar in just a moment. But it's not clear that you have to go out of your. The extent to which a person has to be mevar, but especially if you think it's a sveik sveika, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember, the Shach is going to rule that sveik sveika shesh levar. You don't have to be mevar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we'll get back to that in just a moment. We're almost there. So that's what the Mekilim hold. And the Tzidri Tara says, I agree that Tosus and Ksubos is machmir, but Tosus and Nida is right. That's the way we paskin. Now, Amchari brings a good raya. In other words, isn't still a rov? If one of them is shakul and one of them is rov, total, you have rov. So how will you be miyashev the raya of the Sidri Tara? So you'd have to say, like the Rivash. We quoted the Rivash before, which is, no. If you knew for sure that the first suffix was mamish 50-50, so then it would make sense that you could be machriya al yidei a second rov, it puts it over 50%, right? But we don't know that every second hashakul was mamish 50-50. That's true by Zachar and Nekeva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in the Bria, that exactly 50-50, 50% are male, 50% are female. But Masha'in Kain, in every other Safik HaShakul, maybe it's 50-50, maybe it's 60-40, maybe 70-30, who knows? So therefore, you only, if you have Rov Efsharios, and here, if it's just a Miyot, if it's Enu Matsui, it's not really a possibility, so you don't have Rov possibilities, and therefore it's Asar. That's what the Shach would say. The Sidrei Tara says, I know what the Rivash says, but it's against the Tosus and Nida, and we pass in like the Tosus and Nida. So this is in fact a big Machlokas Achronim. We saw the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch HaRav is also Mekel like the Sidrei Tara. Others are Mekel as well, though it seems that most poskim are Machmir on this Shaila. Okay, next. Lamed Dalet, Safek Chisar Nidia. No, it's late. We'll have to do this very quickly. So Safek Chisar Nidia is one of my favorite topics in Klal Sfek Sveika, and if you're interested, I haven't done a very long article about it in a Kol Tzvi from a number of years ago. And the question that I deal with in that article, which is, what's the difference between Safek Chisar Nidia, which was in the Shach says is not a Safek at all, and Efshe Levar Tzarech Levarer, which the Shach says is a Safek, and while it's true that sometimes you have to be mevarer, but Malkum Sfek Sveika, at least with respect to one Sfek, you don't have to be mevarer. What's the difference? So there Ein Sham. Since we're talking about quoting yourself in articles, you should know, though, that we saw it's not just Rav Asher Weiss who does that, because we did the Pesachei Tshuva recently, who quoted the Nachlas Tzvi. Nachlas Tzvi is his own sefer. So not that I'm ready to be among those, but Ein Sham, I have four different theories as to the differences with different nafkaminas. But I'll just say the simplest theory is as follows, that Sarech Sarni Diyah, the answer is staring me in the face. I just don't know how to interpret it. And we can't say that's a suffix, because das shotameinam das. Let's give an example from the halacha. One example that this comes up is in the Shulchan Aruch and in Kuf Tzadi. We have a shayla, we have a kesem. A woman wore this dress when she was in Nida. She laundered it, and she wore it again, and now she sees a stain. So generally speaking, we would be mako. We would say, since the stain could have come when she's anida, we'll assume it came when she was anida, and therefore this kesem doesn't make her asura. But if you could tell from looking at the stain that it's fresh blood, it came after it was laundered, so then you'd have to be machmir, because it didn't come earlier. What about if there's a way to tell whether it's huglut or not, whether the stain protrudes? I just don't know how to tell. But if I knew what I was doing, I would be able to tell. So do you say we could be mekel, ksamim or derabanan, we're mekel by ksamim? Or do we say, no, you have to be machmir? So that's what we say, safi l'sarni adiyah. So the pshat is that the answer is staring me in the face, right? I happen not to know how to interpret the answer, but the answer is right here. That's different from efshar levar, tzarch levar. Efshar levar, tzarch levar is probably a din derabanan. There's a Pnei Yeshua says efshar levar, tzarch levar is a din deraisa. It's makia the shem safik. Right? And Psachim Daf Tes. But we don't paskin like that. All the Rishonim say no. That Efshar Levar isn't Mafkia the Shem Safik. It's still a full fledged Safik. It's just that there's a Choyva Durabanan Levarer. But the Rashba points this out in Chidush and Achulim. There's a difference between the obligation Levar, which might be a Dindar Rabbanan, and it retains the Shem Safik, versus Lahalamayan. Right? I can't go ahead and sort of pretend I don't see the answer and say, oh, safek, 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 safek. No, it's staring me in the face. So an investigation, efshar levar tzarch levar means I could do an investigation, and by investigating, I could determine the solution. So that might be an obligation midrabanan, but it's not mafgir the shame safek, and that's why the Shach says, since it retains, it remains, the shame, the chalo shame safek remains, so it's a safek, safek, you could be mekel. Ma shame came. If it's a suffix on yediyah, das shaytemeinam das. The answer's staring me in the face. I'm an idiot. I don't know how to read the answer. It's like you have a sefer in front of you. The sefer has the answer. The problem is you don't read Hebrew. So can you say, the answer's right here in the Mishnah Berurah. I just don't know how to read Hebrew. So I could be Megal? No. Learn how to read a Mishnah Berurah. Right?
But even the Bucky, whoever else is going to determine, he had to learn. I mean, somebody had to learn the information at some point. It's staring everybody in the face.
So, it means a baki, the Rashba says, acher baki. So if you don't know, maybe he'll show up in a minute, right? So he can't be mekel. He's going to show up in 1 minute, right? Now, there are some poskim who say, for example, that even a safik chesarni yediyah, that's a safik l'chol ador, nobody knows how to do it, we're still machmir. That explanation won't work well with the chiluk we're giving. So you need one of the other explanations, one of the more fundamental explanations. But the pashup shot is, that's what safik chesarni yediyah is. It's da shaitim. Right, the case in Simen Tzadi Ches. You want to be mekel because of Safek de Rabbanan, you don't know if they're shishim or not, measure it. I don't know how to measure it. I don't know how to do displacement. I don't know how to do math. Right? I can't tell. I know that the Isser is a quarter of an ounce, and the Heter is 2 liters. But I forgot the conversion tables from ounces to liters. So I don't know what the answer is. They're shishim or not shishim. I have the measuring cup. I have the liters. So, dashotim, you'll be mekel. Figure it out. But that's not efshar levar tzarch levar. Efshar levar tzarch levar is an investigation, not where the answer is staring you in the face. So in one case, there's no shame suffik, and therefore you can't be mekel b'mamos fake sfeika. In one case, it has a shame suffik. There's just a chiyuv derabanan levarer. The chiyuv derabanan was said by one suffik, but not by two sfeikos. And especially, as a number of the posts can point out in Lamed Hay, that when do we say, when does the Shach say, or the Ramah say, you don't have to be a Mavarer? That's when, A, it's somewhat difficult, and B, where you can't be mevar both of the sfeikos. So even when I'm mevar one of the sfeikos, it's still going to be a safek. So it's true, at that point, I would have to say safek deraisa l'chumra, but still, it's not going to really solve the problem. If you could fully be mevar, maybe even a shachna rama would agree if you could solve both problems, right? Or maybe not. Maybe if you think sfeik is not a safek at all, so then not. Okay, so that's that. Again, much more to say on this, but we don't really have time. Safek sfeika lamed vav, the famous shach based off the Mordechai that we can't make sfeik sfeikos anymore. And a lot of achronim say, well, how did shach do this? The crazy place, shach noel befaneinu shari sfeik sfeika. Oh my goodness. So, some disagree with the shach. Certainly Rav Avadya does, right? I wanted to talk about for a while, but we'll just do it very bekitzer, which is sfeik sfeika b'machlok machlokas haposkim, because it comes up all the time. And this is discussed in the first 9 se'ifim of the extra klalim of the Tarsa Shlamim, and very, very bekitzer. So there's 2 gemaras you have to learn. Number 1 is the gemara in Eruvin. The gemara says that if you want to follow Beis Shammai, you can. If you want to follow Beis Hillel, you can. This is Kodem the Baskol. But if you want to do Kekule Beis Shammai, Kekule Beis Hillel, you're a Rasha, and Kechomer Beis Shammai, Kechomer Beis Hillel, you're a Ksil B'choshe Cholech. What exactly that means, Ayin Sham, because if it's Makom Safek, Rabbi Akiva was Machmir, but fundamentally, you could choose. Then there's a gemara in Eruvin, in Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin Aleph. The gemara says that you have a Shaila, and some poskim are mekel, some poskim are machmir. Echad metami vechad metar, echad orsev echad matir. What do you do? So if one of them is gadol b'chachma v'minyan, halach acharav im lav, so the first opinion is halach achar machmir, and Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, b'shal Torah halach achar hamachmir, b'shal sofrim halach achar mekel. Now, agav, there's machlokas here, very interesting question, which is that the same thing as safek deraisa l'chumra, safek deraisa l'chumra? It sounds like it's the same thing. If you look at the Lashon and the Rashi, it sounds that way a little bit. But the truth is, it might not be. Safek deraisa l'chumra means I have no idea what this is. Either it's mutter or it's asur. Here, at least before there's a hachra l'maisa, we see them both as being MS. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And that's why, like the Gemara in Erevin says, Aroch tzalasa is going to be Beis Shammai, Aroch tzalasa is going to be Beis Hillel. It's not. Now, when you don't know what to do, so then maybe we say deraisa l'chumra derabban l'kula, but that's not the same thing as a safek, because here, elu v'elu, they're both right, in a sense. So,
why?
Because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, elu v'elu kim chayim. So therefore, until there's a basko, or whatever it is, until we decide halach to Beis Hillel, okay. Now, the big question is, how do these 2 gemaras relate? The Gemara in Erevin says, I wrote Tzalasa K'divrei Shammai Osa, I wrote Tzalasa K'divrei Beis Hillel Osa. And the Gemara continues, and it just says, not just for that, but for any time there's a debate similar to this, called Hechad Mishkachas Trei Tanayv Trei Amurai Dipli Gadadei, Ke'em Machlokas Rishamai Beis Hillel, Lo Le'avid Kekulei Demar Kekulei Demar, Velo Kechomei Demar Kechomei Demar, El O Kulei Demar Ukechomei Avid, O Kekulei O Dechomrei. So the Gemara in Erevin says, I should pick. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has specific rules. Right, follow God of Chachminyan, and if not, the Reis L'chumra, the Reis L'kula. There's a stira between the Gemara of Erevin and the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. So, there's a lot to say about this, but Bekitzer, I'll tell you 2 mahalchim. The Iker mahalich is in the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, Yoredei Simin Kuf Nun Os Aleph. He says like this. He says, in the event that there is no clear hachra, so we say, Asei L'chara, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, should pick a posik. I can't paskin every shayla. I don't know. So pick a posik and stick with it. And that's what it says. You want to follow Beis Shammai, you could follow Beis Shammai. You want to follow Beis Hillel, you could follow Beis Hillel. And you'll be okay. You don't have to worry the fact that maybe even Rov Poskim disagree with your Rav. Asei l'charav, you're doing what's right. He quotes the famous story from Yevamos, Yodalad Amid Aleph, that B'makomo Shav Elazar Yukarsim Eitzim, and on Shabbos, even though eventually we were to decide, based off of the Rove, that that's a chi of Misa Mamish, a chi of Karis Chol, Shabbos Gamor. But they lived a long life. They weren't punished because they were doing right. They were following Rebbe Lazar. They lived in Rebbe Lazar's shtat. You're right. You have the right to follow Rebbe Lazar. Until there's an Amid El Minyan, until there's a Chra. Oh. Whereas, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is talking about a person that doesn't have a Rav, or the Rav himself doesn't know what to do. Maybe the Rav's Higil or Rav, but This particular Shai doesn't know. He doesn't know who's right. Rav Moshe says one way, Rav Shlomo Auerbach says another way. They both have such good arguments, I can't tell, I don't know. So that's when we say, okay, so far the God of Chachminyan, and if they're Shavin, so then we say, Derais Lachomer, Derban Lachula. The Ramban in Chulin Mem Gimel on the base also asks this question. He gives a different answer. He basically says that more fundamentally, you follow the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, as opposed to the Chazon Ish, who basically says you follow the Gemara in Erevin. And he writes that whenever there's a machlokas b'chachma Yisrael, so then kol zman shelech achra. So you don't have to be machmir safek. Rak she'echad metamei ve'echad metar, echad matav ve'echad oser, and you don't know which one is right. So then we say tzarich lahachmir safek. So ayin sham. But I think the more accepted answer, even though the Rishonim do seem to give a different answer, is the Mahalich of the Chazon Ish, at least Lamaisa. Person should always pick a Rav and follow the Rav. Okay. But sometimes the Rav has to figure out what to do, or the Rav isn't available, or the like, so then what do you do? So then you have this Gemara in Avodah Zarah that tells you what to do. There's Machlokas, Rishonim, how to read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. According to the Rashba, you always follow God of Chachminyan, and if they're Shavin, that's when we say Derais Lachomer Derban Lachula. According to the Rambam, we reject God of Chachminyan because we paskin like Rav Shuvan Karcha, and therefore always Derais Lachomer, always Derabanan Lachula. How do we paskin? So the Rama paskins like the Rashba. The Shach says, hold your horses. Maybe the Rambam's right, so, and he thinks actually really the Rambam is right, but you can't just forget about the Rashba either, because the Rama paskin that way, so he thinks actually you have to take the Chumers of both. Meaning to say, Derais, you always have to be Machmir, and Derabanan, follow the God of Chachma Minyan. So you could only be Mekel if the Mekilim and the Derabanan are the God of Chachma Minyan. That's the Rashba. Now, there's a lot to say about this, but I'll just point out one important point, that the if you look at the Shach, who quotes Ma'arik, and a number of other sources, they point out that this is only in a case where you don't have Rayos, that one is right over the other. In other words, if a person is a Gil Ra, and it might be true that there's a God of Chachma Minyan who's Machmir, but he learned the Sukkah and he's a Gil Ra and he has Rayos Lahakel, so he's allowed to be Mako, even if he's in a Miyat. Right? The question, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah is talking about a case where I don't know what to do. Either because I'm Lo Gil Ra, or I'm a Gil Ra, but I don't have a Shita, I don't have a Raya. So that's when we say Derais Lachomer Derabanan Lakul or Chacham of Minyan, etc., etc. But where I do know what to do, so then I have the right to follow, again, assuming I'm Roy Lakach, to follow what I think is right. So if you look at the Tarsa Shlamim in these Klalim, basically he writes in Sivvav that Sveik Sveika Machlokas Aposkim is better than a Sveik Sveika B'maisa, and you can make Sveik Sveikos out of Machlokas Aposkim. The Radvaz disagrees. He says you can't make a Sveik Sveik out of Machlokas Aposkim. He says if so, then there's no halacha that there would not be fake fake about. The Prima Gadum quotes it as well in the Mechudashim Oz Gimel. There is an opinion quoted by the Torah Shlomim that you don't do it. He says the reason for them is because they think it's like Shem Echad, either it's us or Mutter. He says that's not true. There are two different reasons to be Mekel. So you can make a Machlokas out of a Sveik Sveik out of Machlokas Poskim, and many Poskim do this. They follow the Tarsha Shlamim, not the Radvaz. Among them, the Chachmas Adam. Look at it in Binas Adam, Klali Sveik Sveika at the end of Shar Kavua. But the Binas Adam writes, in the name of the Tarsha Shlamim, in the name of Chas Yaakov, that they have to be, that the materium have to be Shavim Chachma V'minyan to be Mitzarif them to a Sveik Sveika. In other words, I can't say, oh, I have a safek, and then I'll be mitzdarif some very far-fetched opinion. If it's a shita dechuya, so then everybody agrees you can't be mitzdarif that to a sfeik sfeika. Now, there's an interesting question in general in halacha. We know sometimes we follow a das yachet, like b'shas adchak or the like. There's a big difference between a shita dechuya and a shas adchak and a das yachet, and that's relevant over here too when making a sveik sveika out of a machlokas aposkim. But anyway, take a look here in the klalim of the Tarsha Shlamim as to when exactly you could apply make sveik sveika out of machlokas aposkim. Much more to say, but there's no time to say it. So we'll stop here. Yishkoyach. And everybody should have hatzlacha making lots of fake spekos. Resolving the fake spekos.